Many of you know that Mark and Ellen and Hannah are fixing to move downtown. And when Mark first told me about it, he said, because of where we're at and my work schedule, we're not going to be coming Wednesday nights anymore, but they'd still be coming Sunday. And later on, I got a phone call from him, which was a little bit more difficult, because he said he felt like God was telling him that he needed to serve in the community he was living in and the people that were living next to him. And I took that bittersweet, because Mark has been not just a very important part of this body, and many of you know that Mark has been a shepherd leader for many years, when this church went through its most difficult struggle, Mark was an anchor there. I have watched him take heat himself in order to protect others. I have watched him live in a Christ-like way in all kinds of different ways, sacrifice and serve. Probably the most exciting experience I ever had and spiritual impactful experience was two trips that I went on that I wouldn't have even gone on if Mark wouldn't have pressured me to go. And we experienced things that, I don't believe I could have ever experienced anywhere else without going. And we could not have gone without all of the work behind the scenes that Mark did. We have been good friends for a long time. I love Mark because he's very intellectual, and he's got a very, very organized, different personality from mine. And yet, we are always in unity with the same goal and purpose. And I love that, because that diversity, it has stretched me. And I am going to miss you greatly. I'm thankful for all the service you've given. I do realize that you are a leader, and you need to be leading wherever God leads you. And I know that you're going where you believe God wants you to be. And so we're grateful for that. But we're not grateful to have you go. And I'm going to let Mark say a few words here. He wanted to say a few words, and then Ellen's been a big part. I'm going to say a few things about Ellen and let her speak also.
Thank you. Is this on? Okay, good. You said all the hard things. I was prepared to say, to let everybody know we were leaving, and so that made it a little easier. But it's not easy to leave. As a lot of you know, we are, our oldest daughter, son-in-law, and our grandson is in New York City, there's a high likelihood in the next couple of years we'll be moving up there to be closer to them. Those of you who are grandparents know the draw of grandchildren. I like my daughter and son-in-law really well, but Luca, now he's pretty special.
Well, so we're not going to let them listen to this tape.
Well, they know how we feel. But in the transition, we are downsizing and moving to the North Shore, and really, I think it'll be a good transition for us to experience some urban living. I think if we had gone straight from suburbia to New York City, that might have been more than the three of us could have taken. But it'll be a good transition for us. There'll be an opportunity there for us to minister and pray for us that God would lead us to the church He wants us to be at, where we can worship and serve, and we certainly want to do that in the neighborhood that we live in, just like we have here. But we are, this really is a time to express thanks. I mean, we're thankful for this church. We love you guys. And 17 years we've been coming here. So it's hard to say it and not be emotional. But we love you, and we know you love us. And so I'll pass it on before I get too tearful. But we really, we're still friends. And we're close. We're close. We'll stay in touch, and a lot of friends here that will continue to keep those friendships going. But it's time we look at it as a new step in faith for our family and a new chapter, and we trust in that He'll lead us. So,
well, I'm gonna, as you pass that to Ellen, I'm just gonna say that you know, many of you have been very close to Ellen and know that she has served in many different capacities also, not just in our ministry of really our biggest ministry of opening up the opportunity for you to bring friends and people to come in and actually get to know people, which is through our Wednesday night ministry. And we're one of the few churches that has close to the same attendance on Wednesday night as we do on Sunday morning. That's very unusual, and that's a testimony to the work you and Lisa and many others of you who volunteer do, and all of you who come and talk to people when you see someone you don't know and let them feel part of the body. But we also, Ellen has led Bible studies. She's done the Run for God. We have people who are in this congregation that came to know Christ and came to be part of a body because you invited them and because you open up an opportunity for them to come in and be part of a Christian community and realize what that is. And we are grateful for that. We are grateful for you. I had one person express to me, and I remembered this. I think I even wrote it to you in a letter one time, that Ellen will do anything for anybody at any time. And that's a wonderful heart, and we appreciate you. So I know you, Mark said you had something you wanted to say. So unless he was incorrect, and I've now put you on the spot, I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that time. Oh, he forgot to tell her. No, I'm kidding.
No, I had a little advance warning about that. So, but number one, glory to God. I mean, really, glory to God for all He's done. For how you guys have ministered to us over the years and the opportunity for us to minister to y'all and internationally and, you know, all glory goes to God. I know people are just like, oh, it's just going to be this giant void, you know, the Elims are leaving. And I'm trying to encourage everybody, you know, it's like, well, you know, It's the opportunity for someone else, for God to call someone else. And it's not really a void. It's just another opportunity, you know, to look at it that way. You know, God's putting us, giving us another opportunity to be downtown Chattanooga and minister here, there, and God's giving somebody in this congregation an opportunity to step in and maybe lead a mission trip, work on Wednesday night. You know, there's lots and lots of opportunities. Just ask Bill, Sean, Aaron, Jonathan, you know, and have an opportunity for God to use you as he's, I mean, we've had incredible privilege that God has used us. It's very humbling. It's very, very, very humbling. And I was just thinking the song we just sang that, you know, because of, you know, his love, you know, we're changed. And I was just saying, because of your love, we are changed. So thank you for loving us very well.
Well, that's great. We appreciate you guys very much. And Hannah, I've been here 20 years, so I've known Hannah for 17 years too. She was a little girl growing up, and I remember you when I first came. And you've been such a big part of our church also. And I can remember when I first started preaching that Hannah would, she would have some helpful tips for me. And that was great, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that she was paying attention, because, you know, when you first start off, you're wondering, is anybody really paying attention? Well, I know she was, because she would give me some good tips about my slides or something else. And so I really appreciate that. We love you very much. And let me just pray for you guys. And Father, we are just thankful for Ellen, and we're thankful for Mark, and thankful for Hannah. We're thankful for their family. We're grateful to know, Lord, that their hearts are yours, and they're following you. And we're grateful, Lord, for what you have put in them and all the things that you're going to use in the lives of others wherever you take them. And we're sad to see them create a hole here, which it does. But we are grateful to know that they're walking out in the power of your Spirit under your leadership to touch lives someplace else. And we thank you, and we ask you to bless them, and we're grateful. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, We love you guys. Hannah, we love you guys. Mark, I love you, brother.